You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Indeed, and this week we are joined again by Pippa Coombe, and it has been a while since we spoke to Councillor Pippa Coombe, so I decided to start our discussion by asking what exactly has been happening in the last few months.
Well, the big focus of Council at the moment, other than the recovery, of course, the focus is very much on the 10-year budget. So we're doing a whole series of workshops to decide what will go out for consultation in February. And this sets the program, I guess you could call it, of what Council will do for the next 10 years. And if activities and projects aren't in the 10-year budget, they don't happen. So this is a really crucial time. So my priority, and Richard Hills as Chair of the Environment and Climate Change Committee, is to really ensure that the whole budget is focused on climate action.
Right. So for those who perhaps are unaware, the 10-year budget is different to the budget that was just consulted on because it is for the next 10 years as opposed to this 1 year specifically, yes?
Yeah, well, the emergency budget was a one-off, because you normally have the normal cycle is every year there's an annual budget, which is just tweaking that year of the 10-year budget. But we did a one-off emergency budget because we had such a huge drop in revenue. But every 3 years, there's consultation on what's called the long-term plan. But the 10-year budget is really the crucial one, because that's a massive consultation that happens in February, and that really decides the agenda of council going forward. So it's kind of, you know, this, you can't really avoid the cycles of council, but this is, you know, as an elected member, this is very much the focus.
How does this year's emergency budget affect or fit in to the 10-year budget, which will be consulted on?
Well, it will influence in terms of, gives us an idea of what our revenue is likely to be and what our expenditure, but because the 10-year budget is a far longer projection, so we've got to like plan out, you know, for growth and for the infrastructure that we need to build, likely revenue. There's things that are undecided, like we don't know what revenue might come from the new government. So it does influence it, but it's only really the first year. With this, we've got to look at planning for the next 10 years. I mean, the big unknown is what is the impact of COVID. So we have had, you know, extraordinary growth in Auckland. Is that going to continue, for example? So we may be just having a bit of a dip at the moment, but it's likely, you know, in a best case scenario, we're likely to have continued growth, more people wanting to live in Auckland, and we're going to have more pressure on building infrastructure that we need, and planning, you know, we're going to have to plan for a whole lot more projects that provide, you know, water, roads, public transport, you know, everything that you need for a city.
Right. When you were speaking about prioritising climate positive, like projects within the 10-year plan or climate positive spending, what does climate positive spending look like in your eyes at the moment?
Well, the key thing for me is that we put a climate lens over everything we do. So we don't think of it as like climate action as just a nice to have extra, but we actually look at all of council's activities and we progress them only if they actually have a climate positive impact. And that's quite a hard thing to do. You know, it's something council's not done before. And it might mean that we end up not doing some projects. And that's a really, you know, tough one, because there's a lot of, you know, a lot of resources have gone into certain projects, or that's the direction we've been taking. But perhaps with this goal that we have, we've got a target now of reducing our emissions by 50% in the next 10 years. That does mean a total rethink of everything council does.
I was going to ask as well, when we talk about climate positive, are we solely focusing on projects that reduce emissions, or what other outcomes are we looking at?
Well, of course, it's not just reducing emissions, but it's also adaptation. So what are we doing about coastal erosion, preparing communities that might have to retreat from some areas, adaptation in terms of, you know, changing climate and what it means right across the Auckland region. So we need to fund that as well.
With the 10-year plan coming up, will there be money set aside for projects which will perhaps may not happen in the next 10 years? I mean, coastal erosion is an ongoing issue, but perhaps will be more prominent in 20 or 30 years. But is that money set aside for now and provided for now?
It's only a 10-year budget, so we're sort of planning out 30 years, and that's like in our Auckland plan and in other strategies. But in terms of confirming, signing off on the budget, we only do that in 10-year period.
The 10-year plan, however, has taken up most of your time from the sounds of it. In terms of your individual committee, what's going on with that in the moment?
Well, there's a big discussion happening around how we control weeds in the region. So that's coming to our committee in November. And you have, at the moment, different approaches to weed control across Auckland depending on local board area, and there's a proposal to standardise that. And the very, you know, the controversial part of that is the use of glyphosate. So there's a lot of communities that want to stop the use of glyphosate, and then so we've got to look at what is the regional plan that we're going to sign off. I mean, personally, I don't want glyphosate to be used, but the recommendation that we're going to get is likely to say that it will cost a lot more to use other methods. But this is still work in progress. That's quite a controversial topic that we're dealing with.
Most definitely. Yeah, from what I understand, the plan is to implement the glyphosate usage across all of what were the former boroughs before the super city. What effects do you see that as happening? Which, like, if we go forward with using glyphosate, what looks different for our future compared to if we go forward with something like thermal management?
Well, I want us to have use kind of best practice in terms of the options going forward, but also letting communities decide. So having local boards can make their own decisions if they get feedback from their communities about using a certain approach. So that doesn't really sit very comfortably with just one size fits all, which is being proposed.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
That was Councillor Pippa Coombe speaking to us on the Friday Wire. We'll be right back with the week that was after a little break.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.